Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. St. Timothy seems to be the poster boy of the outstanding seminarian. The joy of his mother Eunice and grandmother Lois, the chosen protege of the very apostle St. Paul. I mean, how much better does it get? He comes across as kind of a first century whiz kid among the pastors of the apostolic era. Not many new seminary grads are elected district president, after all. But young Timothy was no sooner into the pastoral office than that he was left in charge of the churches in Ephesus. A heady position to be in, to be sure. And this task surely caused this young man more than his share of grief, if we take his job description seriously. For according to the first chapter of Paul's first letter, among his subjects of his ministry would include heretics, apostates, murderers, sexual perverts, liars, and perjurers. Those are the kinds of people that Timothy would be dealing with on a regular basis. Now, how would you like to find that in the packet of documents in call night? No, this ministry was not going to be a cakewalk. Not for sissies. In the opening lines of his letter, St. Paul warns Timothy that he's in for a struggle. He commissions him to wage the good warfare. And then later in the text, there's the clear instruction, the ringing charge to fight the good fight. Now we have to admit that that doesn't come off very well in our politically correct age. We prefer our pastors to be nice guys, people persons, whose job is to help people feel good, not pick fights with them. So what on earth does Paul mean when he instructs this young graduate to fight the good fight? Well, one thing's for sure, he didn't intend that Timothy should duke it out with the laity at Ephesus. In fact, Paul lists among the qualifications for bishop such ironic qualities as these: sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, apt to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. No, we don't need any more Rambos in the ministry. You don't win over the adversaries by shouting them down or shoving them around. But then we don't need any weak-kneed milquetoasts either. It takes courage to be a pastor, to speak the truth in the face of lies and half-truths. And I believe that is what the apostle means when he instructs Timothy to fight the good fight. For he says this is the good fight of the faith. Not just faith in general, mind you, not just Paul's faith or even Timothy's faith, but the faith into which Timothy had been baptized, the faith which he was sworn to uphold when he was set apart and ordained for the holy ministry, the faith which has always and by everywhere by everyone been confessed. That's the faith he means. It is the good confession which Timothy made before many witnesses, solemnly invoked first when he was washed in the bath of regeneration in the Holy Spirit, and then again when he publicly received the laying on of hands to put him into the public ministry of Christ for his beloved bride, the church. This good confession, the apostle reminds us, is the very confession of Christ Jesus himself, who in his public testimony before Pontius Pilate boldly confessed that he was indeed the King of the Jews and the hope of all the world. This, my friends, is the good confession. namely that Christ Jesus has come into the flesh to suffer once in our place instead, and then rise again triumphantly in glory on the third day, to ransack hell and to break the spell of death. He who suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. This is the good confession. And this confession remains the battle cry of every baptized Christian, now and to the end of days. It is the battle cry of all who are called to the pastoral office and to diaconal service in the church. This is our good confession in the very presence of God, who gives life to all things, to a hurting and aching world all around, before the angelic hosts, and yes, the very hordes of hell itself. Oh yes, we may be in for a fight, all right. But let it always be the good fight of the faith which we believe, teach, and confess. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.